At the end of 2020, Hilary Lester set herself a walking challenge for 2021. I caught up with Hilary to find out how she's getting on.
We've still been doing our miles for our 2021. We've got, I think, now under 500 left to go, so I'm really pleased with that. Last year, we did the virtual Welsh Coast Path, which was 870 miles, so I was looking for something to do this year. The website that I actually used for the Welsh Coast Path didn't have anything that I particularly wanted to do. So my daughter found me. It's actually an American website, but there's some fantastic challenges on there. And I very stupidly just said, oh, I'll do 2021 miles. So challenged myself for that. So we've done, basically, with this particular website, you sign up for whatever challenges you want to do. You do have to pay for them, but you do get a lovely medal at the end of it. So far, we started off with the Grand Canyon, which I think from memory was around 280 miles. Then we did Santiago de Compostela, which was about 480-something. Then we did St. Francis Way, which is Florence to Assisi. And then we now have the final leg, which is 980 miles. And we've got, I believe, 460-something left of that to do. So I guess we're about halfway through that. With this particular website, so for the three walks that I've already mentioned, we've had medals for those. And then when I've done the complete 2021, which is the challenge I've set myself, I will get a Conqueror medal for that. So I'll end up with four medals from walking 2021 miles.
Explain who the we is, or the we are. You're not alone, are you?
I'm not alone, no. I have my very, very faithful guide dog, Portia, who didn't sign up for this lover, but she's been with me all the time. Yeah, it's been lovely to have her, actually, because it's been fun. You know, it's not been a chore. Some days when, obviously, when we've not had such good weather, I thought, do I want to go out? But actually, no. And we actually did four separate walks, but we actually covered 10 miles. So I was really pleased with that. Done, I think, 2.8 so far today. We do sort of amble. We're not doing power walking. I think I've toned up quite a bit. I was also told a couple of months ago that I had high blood sugar levels. So I've been watching what I've been eating. And I think that's helping as well. So, yeah, generally, we're not too bad. I wouldn't say we're fit, but for my age group, we're probably reasonably fit. And she certainly can run anywhere or do anything. She's got superb energy levels. She probably does twice the mileage I do with the amount of running about she does. I've volunteered myself to do a talk for the University of the Third Age, the national group. That's going to be early September. That will be about guide dogs, because I belong to the University of the Third Age. So that's basically for anybody over 50 who wants to just be part of the community, really. So the one that I belong to has various groups. I do creative writing on Zoom. So we meet and chat with one another and then read our pieces of work. I've also still been doing the virtual trips. I've quite got into the UK ones at the moment. I went to Worcester last week, because they've got some elephant sculptures. They have got different sort of pictures and things on them. So my favourite one on that tour was actually a panda. So it's an elephant shape, but it's got the panda face on it. It was a hospice. And I think they've got funding to have the elephants made. And then when the tour finishes, which I believe is the 5th of September, they'll be auctioned off then to raise more money. I went to Porto the other day. She was showing us how they make gorgeous dolls out of clay. There's also an exhibition in Porto, which I think I'm doing either Thursday or Friday night. It's a magical garden, it's called. Again, sculptures and things, and they're all lit up, and that's beautiful. It's not for visually impaired. It's basically for anybody to join up to. So some guides you will find will tell you what they're looking at. Others are not so good. I'm not lucky, but because I've got that little bit of peripheral vision, I can see some of the things. They're not for everybody. Some people like them, others don't. You can go from places. I've done New York. I've looked at La Paz in Bolivia. We did Niagara Falls, Dubrovnik I've done. I started off with places that I'd already been to myself. And then I've sort of ventured a bit further afield of places that might be on my hit list. Segovia definitely is now. Porto. I am thinking I might go up to Worcester, but it is 2 hours on the train. So I'm not sure. Kind of debating whether that's a sensible thing to do at the moment. I have met up with friends for a couple of lunches and that's been lovely. I did go on the bus yesterday into town and that was actually quite scary because the bus was quite full. We're kind of getting there slowly but surely, but I'm not rushing into anything. And certainly travel abroad is going to take a back seat till next year, I would think.
I think it'll be much easier to stay closer to home this year. And will you finish your 2,021 miles by the end of the year, Hilary?
It's definitely doable by the end of the year. I will finish by the end of the year. I have enjoyed it, but it has been, like my daughter said, a challenge is a challenge and it should be challenging, but definitely not doing 2022.
Hilary, lovely to speak to you and thank you for talking to me on our Nebby Connect Radio today.
My pleasure.
Hilary Lester, who, along with her guide dog Portia, is walking 2,021 miles during 2021.